The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Passing on in one power. Power that is unlimited. Power that is irresistible. Power that is not, for me, that is inconquerable. Power that can heal. Power that can save is in God. God is saying, I have the power. Power, you see, I mean, that is what David was saying in Psalm 62, verse 3. He's talking to God. He said, verse 3, he said, once has he spoken, and twice have I heard it. That power belongs unto God. Power belongs to this power, all power. You know, that some guy, they sell medicine, and they will tell you that, bone is shining, and they begin to mention everything that can do. He can cure this, can cure that, can kill. I dare to tell you that there is no bone is shining. The only bone is shining is God Almighty. God Almighty, his power is the only bone is shining. He's the one that can heal. He's the one that can save. He's the one that can deliver. His power has, you know, saved anyone that want to go into destruction. His power is available to anyone who dare to believe him. Somebody say, I believe. Again, say, I believe. God said, I have all the power. Don't look at me like a small boy. Don't look at me as somebody that can, you know, you can trivialize on. I have all the power. You see, and the good news is that this God is your God. He's the one that has all the power, and he resides in you. So you are a mobile carrier of the power of God. You are the mobile power, and that is why you must not fear. The power of God, we have seen it. We've heard it. We have testified of it. Our eyes have seen it, and we have handled it. Our ears are here. How the power of God cures sickness, cures the tuberculosis. The power of God gives a woman who has no womb at all. He gave the woman baby. That is the power. The book born is here, Almighty. Almighty. The almightiness of God is in his Almighty. He's undefeatable. And the good news is that he's your father. Also, God appeared to Jacob. When Jacob, the first time he appeared to him, he missed his opportunity. In Genesis chapter 35, we begin to read from verse 9 and down to verse 11. God appeared to him. He missed it in the first time. But God, I love God. God is the God of second chance. So he appeared to him again. Probably you have lost your opportunity in a time past, but I dare to prophesy to your life that another visitation of God is coming to you today in the name of Jesus. And God appeared unto Jacob again, and he came out of Padan Aram and blessed him. Verse 10, and God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. He's the one that can change things. He did not only change his name, he changed his destiny. Probably maybe your destiny has been altered in any way. God is here to restore it in the name of Jesus. Maybe there is a vital organ of your body that is missing or that is not functioning very well. I speak under the power of God that this morning a miracle is taking place in you in the name of Jesus. Maybe you have lost your business. I declare in the name of Jesus, you are rising again. I say you are rising again. Perhaps you are hearing me and you lost your job. Hear me very clearly. You are getting better job in the name of Jesus. I say you are getting better job in the name of Jesus. Brother and sister, don't lose hope, because this God is the God of restoration. He's the God of restoration. He changes things at his own will. Look at verse 11. Look at what the Bible says in verse 11. And God said unto me, I am God Almighty. Somebody shout, Almighty God is your Father. And he releases blessings unto him. Believe in your God. Don't look at your situation. Don't look at what is happening now to determine who you are or what you can achieve in life. Look at the one who is backing you. Look at the one who has your support. Look at the one who is speaking to you. Hallelujah. This is very, very important. How to assess the power? Number one is that, is a heart of gratitude. You want to assess this power of God, you must have a heart of gratitude. A heart of gratitude. A heart of gratitude. An addicted thanksgiver will always walk in power. The only people, the only set of people in life to lack the power of God in their life are the ungrateful. Power. Psalm 92 verse 1, he said, it is a good thing. Oh, he said, it is a good thing to give thanks. Oh, now I remember. Now I remember how David can be so confident in God. Now I know, because he knows the Almighty God. And he knows how to exalt him. He knows how to thank him. Psalm 27, in verse 1, he said, the Lord is my light and salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Oh God. Verse 2, he said, when the wicked are my enemy and foes, they say, when they come against me, say, when they came against me, they came upon me to do wickedness. They came upon me to destroy me. He said, they came. He didn't say when they applied. He said, when they came, look at what happened. He said, they stumble. God did not say, enemy will not try. He said, they come. But they stumbled. Why? Because that is something within that is potent. That is something that I carry that will not allow me. Say, I will not suffer your feet. I will see this God we're talking about. You have to know him for yourself. Know him. Get to know him. Get to know. There's no need for fear. If I fear driving me away. And that is why pastors talk about faith. He said they stumbled. I don't know how many people he's planning, how many people he's trying to pull you down. I don't know how many people he's trying to destroy your home and family, but I declare that they will fail in the name of Jesus. I said they will fail in the name of Jesus. The heart of gratitude put the power of God at work on your behalf. So cultivate the heart of gratitude. Cultivate it. I said, cultivate it. And start practicing it. This is how it starts. When you send your child, say, please, get me my phone. And the child bring the phone, thank him or her. Say, oh, thank you. Your wife gave you your food, say, thank you. Your colleague helps to bring your pens, oh, say, thank you. That is how to start. That is where you begin. And when you go to the office and get back home, you may meet any other thing in the office, but when you get back home, the first thing you do is to thank God. The Bible says in everything, thank God. Don't say, today is the worst day of my life. If you see how my boss talked to me, if you see how the juniors are, if you see, come on. The car you are driving, appreciate God for it. The gate man in your house that helps to open your door, you open your gate, appreciate him. Say, oh, thank you. Somebody say, oh, I'm paying him to open the gate. Fine. What if tomorrow you open the gate for the enemy to come in? Cultivate the heart of gratitude. This is what puts the power of God to work on your behalf. And I see God working on your behalf in the name of Jesus. You see, gratitude is what perfect triumph. And we saw that in Luke chapter 17, verse 12 to 19, the 10 leper. Bible made us understand that, these guys did not come to appreciate God, to appreciate Jesus for what he did for them. Only two who came to appreciate were the ones whose health were made whole. So, gratitude, perfect triumph. You get a job. You've been looking for a job for a very long time. You get a job. That's triumph. But you see, what's perfected where you can continue to soar and be making progress and be getting promoted is when this heart of gratitude is cultivated in you. When you're praying to God to start your business, you start a business. Now, customer is coming. That is triumph. But what can perfect it is to continue to express your gratitude to Him. Hallelujah. Number two is hope. Hope. Hope is very, very important. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the Bible made us to understand He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The substance of things hoped for. The substance of things hoped for. That is faith. Faith, you see, hope is a journey to something. And the journey, I mean, that thing where the hope is journeying to is faith. Praise the Lord. But you see, for faith to be fully activated, there must be hope. And there must be something you hope for. Hope makes faith to come alive. Hope is for the future, while faith is for now. But you see, you just have to see it and hope for it that I will, you see, maybe this lockdown of a thing has crumbled your business or scattered your plan. But please don't lose hope. The Bible said there is a hope for a tree. If it be cut down, it is sprung up again. There is a hope. There is a hope. You lost your business, you lost your job. There is a hope. At least you still have your life. And God is on your behalf. He's working on your behalf. God is still with you. He has not disowned you. So hope in God. Tell your friends, say hope in God. Again, say hope in God. Hope is like, hope and faith is like husband and wife. There can't be faith, like I said, without hope. Hope is very important. See, the only person in this world that is helpless is the hopelessness. Some years ago, I sat with a lady, and she always tells me, she always talks, always complain, you know, of, you know, everything. I mean, everything. I said, ah, this place where they post me is the worst thing that ever happened to me in my life. And he said, I mean, I tried to, you know, try to put her in the right path, direction, but she wouldn't listen. She would say many things on the negative. Sometimes ago, after some many years, I think around December or January, I can't remember. I was here when I called, you know, came in my phone and she was talking. And by the time she finished everything, she also told, I know exactly what her problem is. You see, in fact, our situation got deteriorated because she talked to me about her father, and one of the things she talked to me about her father was, in, I mean, anybody that has that kind of father should be happy. She told me the father is gone, the mother is dead, this is the sickness he has, her sister just died, she's herself, she, some part of her body has to be removed. I know exactly. Because you see, the little time that I know how was we were together, the 1 year that we served together, I knew that the path that you are treading is a path of destruction. Always complaining. Always complaining. No hope. When she speaks, it's as if she's cursing herself. Hope, your future is bright. Your future is bright. Probably you think that, oh, traveling out is the only solution for you to make it. And you've been praying to God, God, grant me visa, God, grant me visa. Now they grant me visa, but now there is lockdown. So you can't go to anywhere. See you. Ow! But you see, it is not over. I say it is not over. Tell somebody it is not over. Because I have hope. Hope is very, very important. What is it in hope? What is it in hope? Or what is in hope? What are some of the things that is in hope? Number one, hope brings you trust in God. If you have hope, you will be able to trust God. Hope drives you to trust the Lord. It drives you to trust His power. It drives you to trust His kindness. It drives you to trust His favor. It drives you to trust everything that He can do. Hope is very important. Look at the man Abraham we talked about in Romans chapter 4, chapter 4, in Romans chapter 4, verse 18, the Bible says that Abraham was talking about Abraham, who against hope, believed in hope. In other words, everything around her doesn't speak that there is hope. But against that hope, he still believed in hope. That he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So, Sadabsibe, what has been spoken about you, believe it, is coming to pass. The blessing that God's servant is declaring on you is going to happen. Hope. So, trust God. That is what we get. So, you can see now that if you don't have hope, you won't be able to trust God. Number two, what is in hope? Hope strengthens faith. Because the Bible says that faith is the substance of things we hope for. So, hope strengthens our faith. It strengthens our faith. It makes our faith to come alive. I told you, I said faith is like a journey to destination. And I said that destination is faith. You can't have faith if you don't have hope. So, when you have faith, when you have hope, your faith is strengthened. In that same Romans chapter 4, verse 20, the Bible says, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Somebody shout, glory to God. He believed against hope. He has hope. Then when he has hope, his faith was strengthened. He refused to be moved. He refused to be staggered. He rejects unbelief. Thoughts will come and say, oh, you cannot make it. Say, no. God has spoken. God has spoken. I believe. Number three, what is in hope? Hope make you fully persuaded. In other words, you are convinced. Hope make you fully persuaded. In verse 21 of that same Romans chapter 4, in verse 21, the Bible says, and being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was able to perform it. He believed. He has said it, so he has, God appeared to Abraham as Almighty, the one that has all the power. So he believed. I heard him very clearly. He said it. I'm going to be the father of many nations. So he was convinced. If you don't have conviction, you will live in confusion. It's what is happening to many Christians today. They do not have conviction. It pains me. Okay. All right. You are a Christian. You are not convinced of what you believe. Excuse me. What is the difference between you and unbeliever? He said he was fully persuaded, not partially. Fully. And that is the level you have to get to in your life. Fully persuaded that nothing. You hear what Paul said? He said, I'm convinced that nothing in this world, be it persecution, be it death, be it sickness, nothing shall be able to take the love of Christ away from me. Fully persuaded. Fully. 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 Are you convinced that God can make your life better? Are you convinced that triumph is yours? Are you convinced that you'll be successful in life? Are you convinced that you are blessed beyond measure? Are you convinced that in all these things that is happening, you are more than conqueror? If your answer is yes, live like that. Dress like that. Walk like that. Talk like that and act like that. Reject unbelief. I see God bringing you to a level of maximum full persuasion of who you really are in the name of Jesus. Number three, pastors talk about it, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, is the anointing. The anointing. And what is in the anointing? We read in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day, and this is today, that his burden shall be taken away from all thy shoulder, and his yoke from all thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed. Because of what? Because of what? See, it is where we get the phrase that anointing breaks the yoke. I love it, and it is true. But you see, there are different types of truth. Praise the Lord. There are different types of truth. Just like we have different types of light. So truth is light. There is a lesser truth, and there is a greater truth. So when you say anointing breaks the yoke, you are right, perfectly right, 100%. But you see, what the Bible is saying, the Bible does not say anointing breaks the yoke. The Bible says that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. In other words, the anointed cannot be yoked. You want to yoke the anointing, and the anointed, you place it on it, the thing will break. The anointing will break it. And that anointing is coming on you today. Whatever it is that represents yoke or burden in your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Number one, what the anointing oil can do, or what is in the anointing, I've said it breaks or it terminates burden. The anointing terminates burdens. Number two, the anointing destroys yokes. And then number three, the anointing terminates sickness and diseases. Terminate sickness and disease. If you have any sickness in your body, today is the end of it in the name of Jesus. Perhaps somebody you know somewhere is in the hospital suffering, you know, any kind of sickness or diseases. I speak that in the name of Jesus, as the anointing comes on you, that anointing will work on their behalf in the name of Jesus. I say that sickness will disappear in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.